Happy New Year, friends. We survived another sweet yet hustling December. We baked, shared homemade goods, and cooked up only the most delicious meals for those we love most. Hopefully, you've been able to get your Christmas decorations stored away so you can focus on your new year and clean slate. 2024. A time for fresh starts, new goals and up-to-date resolutions. Each new year, some folks like to choose a word for the year and apply it to their lives. It's a guide meant to inspire when making decisions throughout that particular year. This year, I've joined the party and chosen the word simplicity. Simplicity is best defined as the state of being simple or uncomplicated. It's a word I want to put into practice this year, even when it comes to being in the kitchen. While simple in the kitchen can mean a peanut butter and jelly, it certainly doesn't have to. Y'all, I love nothing better than to simmer a pot of soup and have enough left for the next day for dinner. It's easy and it's sure to hit the spot when it's cooked to perfection. Personally, I think it's even better the following day because all the flavors have time to marry. Soups are versatile and always great year-round. Garnishings for a cup of soup are plentiful and include but are not limited to homemade seasoned croutons, cheddar garlic biscuits, a grilled cheese sandwich, Mexican cornbread or even a flavorful seven-layer salad. Leftovers can be repetitive or made new with a different side. Never be afraid to give them a new sidekick. Try this satisfying sausage tortellini soup, and let me know what you think. Sausage tortellini soup 1 pound cooked and drained bulk sausage 1 small onion, diced 3 cloves garlic, minced 3 tablespoon flour 1 teaspoon dried basil 1 teaspoon dry mustard 1 teaspoon hot sauce 1 pinch crushed red pepper flakes 1½ cups half and half 5 cups chicken broth 2 cups chopped kale or torn spinach 2 cups fresh or frozen thawed tortellini salt and pepper to taste fresh parmesan brown sausage and onion together in a Dutch oven. Drain well. I rinse with hot water to get as much grease off as I can, add back to Dutch oven and add garlic. Let the garlic cook for 1 minute. Add the flour and let cook for 2 to 3 minutes. Add all your seasoning and hot sauce. Add chicken stock and half and half. Bring to a slow simmer. Add the tortellini. Cook for 30 minutes. Then add the kale or spinach. Season with your salt and pepper. Top with fresh parmesan and enjoy. As we slide into this year, I hope you can find a little simplicity in your kitchen. For some that may mean not being afraid to eat leftovers after a busy day, and for others it may mean making meals that are simple in preparation. Whichever category you fall into. Just remember that it's okay to use those paper goods, too. Soup and simplicity. Best dishes from my kitchen to yours, Kathy.